Welcome, everyone, to the WRMJ Business Spotlight. I'm Kia Windsor, and with me today, this is kind of a very special business spotlight for me. Today's guest is none other than my husband, Darren Windsor, co-owner of Windsor Entertainment. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Kia. Hello, everyone.
We started Windsor Entertainment back in June of 2022, and we have had so much fun with this business so far. It's been a great first year and a half or so in business. So primarily, you know, the bread and butter, I think, of most mobile DJ businesses are those wedding receptions. But we also do a lot of school dances. We've done company parties, holiday parties, birthday parties, things of that nature. Going into the new year here, something Darren really wanted to talk about was just sort of the process and I guess the etiquette to some degree of when you're hiring a DJ, what that process looks like. We find that we get a lot of people who send us a message and want to know if we're free for whatever date, but maybe that date's only a couple months away. And by that point, we're usually booked. So if you're planning an event, when do you need to be making contact with your potential DJ?
That's a great question. A good time to start planning that is between 9 and 12 months prior to your event date.
Yeah, that's right. I would say if you're looking for a DJ, whether or not it's a wedding, maybe you're planning, you know, your holiday party for next year. You should be reaching out to a DJ about now, 9 to 12 months before an event. There's only so many weekends in a year, and they do book up quickly. I think that with Windsor Entertainment, what sets us apart from some of the other DJs in the region is I like to call us a boutique DJ service. We can provide a little bit more extra special attention than maybe you would get from some of the bigger services. So can you expand on that a little bit and let people know what I'm talking about?
Yes. What we're focusing on is a connection building process where somebody makes first contact with us. We want to go ahead and organize a face-to-face meeting with the client, build upon what their vision is for the event, and begin to kind of lay the foundation for a timeline, as well as build playlists and get familiar music to what they enjoy or what their guests will also enjoy.
That's right. We will tailor our playlist to your needs. We have people who know exactly what they want down to every detail. And then you're going to get those clients who really just put the ball in your court. But whatever the case may be, we're going to work with you on that to make sure that in the end, your playlist is exactly what you want. What a lot of people may not realize is with the bigger DJ companies, you may not meet your DJ until the day of your event.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I feel like it's important to probably meet at least twice with your DJ. First meeting just to kind of try to figure out what your vision is. And then the second one is to really dig into the finite details of your event. Make sure we have the name pronunciations correct for the special wedding party, family, friends, that type of thing. Anybody who's going to be making any announcements and stuff, that all needs to be ironed out and put together within a time frame.
Now, one thing about us is we're not a DJ company that travels a long distance. We really focus here on the Mercer County area as well as the Quad City region.
Yeah. We like to focus on the Mercer County area. However, we still will provide services to the Quad City area as well.
That's right. So for the most part, we focus here on events in and around Aledo and Mercer County. We will travel to the Quad Cities and surrounding areas, but our whole vision with this business from the very beginning has been we saw a need for this type of service in this area, and we really try to stay close to home with that. Karaoke. Karaoke is something that I have a deep love for, and we've offered it since the beginning, and we will be doing our first karaoke gig this coming weekend.
Yes, so this coming weekend, Saturday from 8 to 12, we will be at Saucy's. So please come on out, bring your best singing voice, and belt out your favorite song.
That's right, we'll be at Saucy's Bar right here in downtown Aledo this coming Saturday night from 8 till midnight. For karaoke, it should be a lot of fun. So really looking forward to that. just still getting the word out there about Windsor Entertainment. If you didn't know we had this business, we do have a Facebook page. It's just Windsor Entertainment on Facebook. And if you have any questions, if you are planning an event, we not only provide DJ services for weddings and wedding receptions. Darren's been doing this for well over 20 years, and he's done a lot of school dances, proms, homecomings, holiday parties, things of that nature.
I can do it, and I'm happy to help.
And he's happy to help. I guess to clear up a little bit of confusion there, it's usually Darren who's going to be your DJ. Sometimes I help out when I can, but we do have two small children at home as well. So a lot of times Darren is going to be your DJ. When I'm able to, I help out whenever I can. We got a second smaller system this year, so we're expanding all the time. It's been a fun year and a half, and I feel like we're just getting started.
Yeah, I feel like 2024 is going to be a very fun and exciting year. I'm very much looking forward to 2024.
So once again, if you're planning a 2024 or 2025 event, now's the time to be contacting Darren or myself. You can find us on Facebook. Our page is just called Windsor Entertainment. You can send us a message there, or you can send us an email. And that address is Windsor Entertainment DJs, DJS. Windsor spelled W-I-N-S-O-R. There's no D in there. So Windsor Entertainment DJs at gmail.com is our email address. Or you can call Darren at 309-235-5071. All right. Well, thank you so much, Darren, for coming in and taking part in Business Spotlight today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that has been Business Spotlight on WRMJ.